The walls that surround the citadel's courtyard are 10 feet thick and 8 feet tall, with one opening, and I'm just about there.
You think you'll be safe in there?
Jack's voice is harsh and close. Secure on both sides by the walls, I run the last 10 feet, my heart pounding as adrenaline pushes my body to its max and his footsteps charge behind me. He lunges for my pack and misses, his hand hitting my hip as we reach the edge. I hurtle forward, jumping the 12 inches off the elevated parapet down to the courtyard where two riders wait. Jack roars in frustration, and the sound grips my heaving chest like a vice. Spinning, I rip a dagger from his sheath at my ribs, and murder is etched in his narrowed, glacial blue eyes as he glares down at me, and where the tip of my dagger now indents the fabric of his breeches against his balls.
I think I'll be safe for right now, I manage between ragged breaths, my muscles trembling, but my hand more than steady. Will you? Jack vibrates with rage,
his thick, blonde brows slashing down over arctic blue eyes, every line of his monstrous frame leaning my way. But he doesn't take another step.
It is unlawful for a rider to cause another harm while in a quadrant formation or in the supervisory presence of a superior-ranking cadet, I recite from the codex, my heartbeat still in my throat, as it will diminish the efficacy of the wing. Article 3, section, I don't give a shit.
He moves, but I hold my ground, and my dagger slices through the first layer of his breeches.
I suggest you reconsider.
I adjust my stance just in case he doesn't. I might slip. Name? The rider next to me drawls, as if we're the least interesting thing she's seen today. I glance in her direction for a millisecond. The 3 silver 4-point stars embroidered on the shoulder of her cloak tell me she's a third year. You're pretty small for a rider, but it looks like you made it.
Violet Sorengel,
I answer, but 100% of my focus is on Jack. And before you ask, yes, I'm that Sorengel.
And what's your name? She asks again. Jack Barlow. There's no sinister little smile on his lips or playful taunts about how he'll enjoy killing me now. There's nothing but pure malice in his features, promising retribution.
Well, Jack, the male rider on my right says slowly, Cadet Sorengel has you by the actual balls here, in more ways than one.
She's right. Regs state that there's nothing but respect among riders at formation. You want to kill her? You'll have to do it in the sparring ring or on your own time. That is, if she decides to let you off the parapet. Because technically, you're not on the grounds yet, so you are not a cadet. She is. And if I decide to snap her neck the second I step down, Jack growls, and the look in his eyes says he'll do it.
Then you get to meet the dragons early, the redhead answers, her tone bland. We don't wait for trials around here. We just execute.
What's it going to be, Sorengel? The mail rider asks. You going to have Jack here start as a eunuch?
Shit, what is it going to be? I can't kill him, not at this angle. And slicing off his balls is only going to make him hate me more, if possible.
Are you going to follow the rules?
I ask Jack. My head is buzzing and my arm feels so damn heavy, but I keep my knife on target.
Guess I don't have a choice.
A corner of his mouth tilts into a sneer, and his posture relaxes as he raises his hands, palms out. I lower my dagger, but keep it palmed and ready as I move sideways toward the redhead keeping roll. Jack steps down into the courtyard, his shoulder knocking mine as he walks by, pausing to lean in close.
You're dead, Sorengel. And I'm going to be the one to kill you.